The river rat marched off with a proud smile on his oafish features. Zwilt was curious.
I've never seen you do that before, Majesty.
Valere showed her small, sharp teeth angrily.
That's because you've never brought strange vermin to Althea. How many more of your new recruits have you told about this place, fool?
Swilt was unused to being addressed in this manner. He knew how dangerous his position might become, so he answered courteously.
None of the others know about Althea. Don't worry, I'll have a word with Codra. He'll keep his mouth shut, I'm certain.
Derva sniggered again, and Valere shook her head slowly at Swilt's ignorance. When she spoke again, her voice was a savage hiss.
Oh, Codra will keep his mouth shut forever. I've made sure of that. He won't be talking to any beast.
Swilt was puzzled.
Majesty?
The Sable Queen held up her paw, the one that had patted Codra's neck. Lying flat upon it was her small dagger, tipped with the poisonous adder venom. She returned it to the crystal sheath, which was filled with the deadly fluid. Valere exchanged another meaningful glance with the old rat Derva.
Well, he did promise to serve me until his death. How long do you think that'll be?
Derva cackled.
Not long, my queen. Not long at all.
Valere turned to two of her ravager guards.
Pick up Codra's trail. When he's dead, push him into the stream. 'Twill save burying the idiot. Take that head with you and throw it in after him. Go!
As they hurried off, she turned her attention back to Zwilt. Obviously flustered by events, he shrugged lamely.
Majesty, accept my apologies. I didn't think.
The Sable Queen leaned forward, claws bared, clutching the sides of her throne, eyes blazing and fur bristling.
Althea is my own secret place, do you hear? If you ever bring ragtag newcomers here, then I vow you will be following them to wait by the stream. No beast must know of Althea. All my plans hinge upon it.
Swilt the Shade bowed his head in acknowledgement. Derva waited for him to look up again before speaking.
What was in the sack you brought? More young'uns?
The tall sable looked to his queen for approval.
Two hares, very young creatures.
Valere toyed with her necklace of snake fangs.
I did not know there were hares in this area.
Zwilt made his report.
As I was bringing the river rats back, I came across what looked like a small farm. These were the babes of the two hares who were working the land there. I slew the father and wounded the mother, but left her alive to tell the tale.
Valere's manner changed. Her voice became silky.
You did well, my faithful Zwilt. I see you are carrying a new blade. Show me. And the medallion, too.
Zwilt swept aside his cloak.
Majesty, there is nothing I could hide from one so keen as you.
He took the medallion from his neck, passing it over by the scarlet and black woven cord. The Sable Queen inspected it, reading the engraved word Blade Master, noting the picture of a paw holding a sword aloft.
'Tis of little use to me. Blade Master, eh? Do you consider yourself a Blade Master, Swilt?
The Shade drew the broadsword. He twirled it, allowing the lantern light to reflect along its length.
I was always the best with a broadsword, Majesty. Though only now do I truly feel like a Blade Master. My former weapon was naught but a crude lump of metal compared to this wonderful blade. Whoever forged this sword was an expert with steel. Look at the quality of it, the balance, the edge, the length. Truly wonderful.
Valere placed a cord over Zwilt's blade, letting the medallion slide back down to him.
Keep the trinket. How will you use your new sword?
Zwilt saluted skillfully with the blade.
Only in the service of Valere, my Sable Queen.
She nodded.
Well spoke, Zwilt. You may go. But I will soon use you in the sword when I make my move.